Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's time for the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show on the Blackhawks Radio Network. Here's Joe Brand.
Well, the celebration hasn't stopped. Alex Ovechkin actually just left the locker room to head out to the hallway to chat with the guys on the national television broadcast. But as soon as that game ended, you heard a loud roar in the Capitals dressing room as they doused Alex Ovechkin with a beer shower and just started the celebration. Pictures to be taken, Alex Ovechkin showing all three pucks with one hand as he has secured himself. Once again in hockey history, he becomes just the third person ever to pick up 800 career goals. How's it going, everyone? I'm Joe Brand. This is the Blackhawks postgame show as we recap a 7-3 loss to the Washington Capitals, but this game was so much more. It was a historic night at the United Center, and if you're on your way home from the UC, congratulations on witnessing history, as this has been a rough year for the Hawks, but even though today's game comes with a loss, it was a sight to see. And bravo to the Blackhawks fans for giving Alex Ovechkin a standing applause, and so rightly deserved. Troy Murray got a great view of it up with John Weideman in the radio booth. And Troy, this is exactly what we were talking about through the pregame, before the game. There was an opportunity to see history tonight, and that had happened. And it was just overall a very cool atmosphere here tonight at the United Center.
It really was. And as much as you would not hope it to happen here against the Blackhawks tonight, you just got to tip your hat and say, wow. I mean, just incredible performance. And we talked about at the beginning of the broadcast, keeping Ovechkin out of the equation long enough to kind of let him lose disinterest in this game and say, okay, I'm going to go back home and I'll pick up my 800th, my 801, 802 to pass Gordie Howe on home ice in the next couple of games. But 24 seconds in, all of a sudden Ovechkin is a huge part of this game, and he ends up scoring a power play goal 8:14 into the first period. So now he's got two goals. So now he's really excited about the opportunity to get the deal done, get it over with, get his 800th goal. And he certainly found a way to do that in the third period. Incredible performance by Ovechkin, and a very impressive performance by the entire team, by the way, the Washington Capitals. They're playing real good right now.
You got to appreciate the authenticity of Alex Ovechkin, too. The celebration he had netting his third and final goal of the night to make it exactly 800. I mean, he's right on the doorstep. He knows he's got it wide open, and then he just celebrates like a little kid as soon as he hits the back of the net.
He's a happy guy anytime he scores a goal, and I really appreciate that. I mean, I've seen it through, you know, my career and then doing the broadcasting. When somebody really gets excited about scoring goals, I love to see that emotion in somebody. And Ovechkin, throughout his entire career, has loved to score goals. And now he's got 800. It's been a long time coming. He's worked extremely hard on his game overall. When he first came in, he was just a goal scorer. And, you know, people said, well, he doesn't know how to play defense. He's always hanging out at the red line. He's cheating all the time. He's just looking for goals. Well, at some point late in his career, he bought into the team concept, and it was probably with Barry Trotz, basically more so than any other coach prior to that, and that's not being disrespectful to those coaches. But Barry Trotz came in, and they all had to buy into the team concept. Well, they ended up winning the Stanley Cup shortly thereafter, and I think Ovechkin now, when you look at him, he's a 200-foot player. He's a leader. He's well-respected in the entire league, and you know, to accomplish what he did here tonight was pretty special for me to be a part of as a former player, for the people at the United Center, for you, for John, everybody doing our broadcast. Just a special night.
You know, we leave at the first media timeout in the third period. I was worried he was going to do it shortly after that while Jack Heinrich and I are in the elevator. And the timing worked out perfectly where he just netted it right before then. and we all got a great view. It was very cool. And I
yeah,
know
yeah, you would have hated to have been here and then miss it.
Right.
Because you're heading down to our WGN studio in the basement here.
That's what I mean. I thought I was going to be in the elevator, and that would have been cool, I guess, listening to you guys call it as it happens. But, yeah, no, very, very fortunate to see it firsthand. Of course, he steals the show with this game, and rightly so. If you're the Blackhawks, do you try to pull some positives from this game, or do you just kind of just move forward, understand what had happened tonight, and just focus on the Vegas Golden Knights?
Well, I don't think you do anything tonight except just, you know, head home and absorb the game. Maybe analyze it the way every player does after a game. Usually every player kind of has a little picture in his mind of whether it was good, whether it was bad, what mistakes did he make. Players know what mistakes they make, and a lot of times you don't have to show video, but overall you want to look at, you know, what you can do better as a team to help out an individual that makes a mistake. Or you look at some of the positives in this there. They did create some good scoring opportunities. They end up being outshot 30-29, but they did an excellent job, especially in the second period where they got 15 shots on goal. I think they only had 5 shots in the third period, so they didn't really mount the comeback that you're hoping for here in the third period. But they did create a lot of chances. They gave up a lot. High-quality opportunities, and for Mrazek, you kind of feel sorry for him in this one. But overall, I think you kind of just absorb what happened here. It was a special night, and you regroup and come back tomorrow with a fresh set of emotions after seeing this happen tonight, and you do get ready for another tough game. The schedule doesn't get any easier. You got
right.
The Vegas Golden Knights coming, and then you're going into Mini, who's a big, heavy team, and they're heading in the right direction. Then you come back home and you face the New York Rangers, a team that's, you know, scrambling for their identity right now, but are going to be very dangerous. So you take a tough one here in a 7-3 loss, but you got to understand that there's more coming up here, and you better be ready for them.
For sure. Troy, it was cool witnessing history with you tonight. I appreciate being there with you guys tonight, and we'll talk in a couple of days.
I knew that we were in trouble, or not in trouble, when Ovechkin scored 24 seconds into it. It was just like, uh-oh, here we go.
Right.
And what we suspected could happen did happen, and I enjoyed witnessing it with you and John and all the people here at the United Center.
Well, like you said,
great night as a former player to be a part of something like this.
I bet. But you said it right after the first goal, buckle up. And you were absolutely right.
And you also, you look down at down the hall here up in our press level, and you've got Mark Messier doing the broadcast for ESPN. And you just think of how great of a player he was and how he would appreciate this moment, seeing what Alex Ovechkin has done in his career. Because, of course, obviously, he was with Wayne Gretzky throughout the majority of his career. And seeing him score the majority of his goals in the heyday of the Edmonton Oilers. So, and throw in Chris Chelios, too, who was trying to defend Gretzky back in the day. And I don't know if Chelios probably did play against Ovechkin for a bunch of years because he played till he was 60.
Is he there? Is he in the booth with you right now?
No.
Oh, okay.
He'd probably slap me on the back of the head if he was. But, I mean, you just think of kind of, my point is royalty in the building here tonight with Messi and Gretzky,
right,
two of the
right.
greatest players to ever play the game, and then witnessing one of only three who's ever scored 800 goals. Pretty cool.
And one other cool note, 800 goals for number 8. What was the puck drop time tonight?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, because of that national broadcast and those guys that you were talking about.
John's giving me a little Twilight Zone here.
I heard it. I did hear it. And I do understand that reference. So, yes, I think that was quite timely. All right, Troy, we'll let you get out of there. Fun night despite the loss. Great talking to you, and we'll talk to you in a couple of days.
We'll talk to you on Thursday. We'll do it all again on Thursday.
All right, let's do it. That is Troy Murray. He and John Weinemann with the call tonight as the Blackhawks fall to the Washington Capitals 7-3. And Alex Ovechkin, if you haven't heard it, not sure where you've been, picked up his 800th career NHL goal. He's one shy of Gordie Howe for number 2 overall. He's now 94 shy of Wayne Gretzky for the NHL all-time leader. And he picks up his first hat trick against the Chicago Blackhawks in his career. He came into this game 21 games under his belt with the Chicago, or rather against the Chicago Blackhawks. He scored 11 goals in those 21 games. He had never scored a hat trick against the Blackhawks in his career. He had one multi-goal game, but tonight he picks up his first hat trick against the Hawks. It ends up being the 18th different franchise that he has scored a hat trick against. And he also picks up his 28th hat trick of his regular season career, which I heard was tied for sixth heading into this game. So I imagine he moves into at least a tie for fifth place all time in the NHL. Obviously a first ballot Hockey Hall of Famer. Obviously one of the greatest. And again, if you were at the United Center tonight, congratulations on witnessing history. And again, bravo. It was a very cool environment to see all the Blackhawks fans rise to their feet, celebrate the occasion. A lot of hats thrown out of the ice. I saw about a six-year-old Blackhawks fan from the 300 level throw his hat down, hoping that it could hit the ice as everyone was joining in on the celebration tonight and everyone wanting to be a part of it, because it was history. Alex Ovechkin did talk to the ESPN broadcast. It was the national broadcast, but it was actually Scott Van Pelt on SportsCenter, and we do have that audio. We're going to go to it right now.
You know, special night. Kind of have two goals right away. Feel the game, and have a couple more chances to score. Third one a little bit early, but Mo and Kuzi do a great job finding me out there, and you know, it's a special moment. I'm very proud that it's over. You know, it's kind of like now we move on, and we focus on the next one.
How much does that help? Because, I mean, I've been lucky to sit here for a lot of years and talk to a lot of athletes. When there's a number out there, you get asked about it, and it's a lot to have to, you know, deal with schmucks like me talking about it. Now it's behind you. Now, just allowing yourself to move forward, how much does that help?
Yeah, I remember when I was 699, and it was kind of a couple games, you know, can shoot it. You know, I can shoot, but, you know, I didn't find the net, and it was kind of a little bit frustrating, obviously, for me and for the team, because they tried to find me out there, and, you know, I didn't score. So, but as soon as it's over, you know, we celebrate, we're happy, and we move on.
When you're in a season, and in this case you're in a game, you can't really stop to catch your breath, but, I mean, look, the next one's Gordie Howe, right? And then down the road it's Wayne Gretzky. You're still very much in the mix. You're in the middle of a season. How do you find the time, or where do you find the time, Alex, to think about where you are in connection with some of the greatest that have ever played, and you are yourself? I mean, where do you give yourself that time to reflect?
You know, I'm just trying to think about next game, next shift, and don't think about what's going to happen out there.
Right.
Again, anything can happen, but I just try to focus my game. I try to help the team to win. It doesn't matter how, you know. Yeah, I love to score goals, but sometimes it's just not your day. So you have to do something different, you know. Play physical, give energy to your team, and all of a sudden it's going to come to your way back.
Hey, let's get to the most important thing here, though. Like, we do our show from the district. I'm a lifelong Caps fan. That's five in a row, baby. You're playing good hockey, right? That's the most important thing. You guys, get everybody healthy. We can try take this thing into the new year, and let's make some noise, huh?
Yeah. Again, how I said, goals are goals, but we have to collect the points, move up in standings, and try to make a playoffs.
Again, that's courtesy of SportsCenter, Scott Van Pelt interviewing Alex Ovechkin, who netted his 800th career goal tonight with a hat trick against the Blackhawks. Capitals beat the Hawks 7-3 tonight. We've got more to get to. We're going to hear from Jonathan Toews. We're going to hear from Luke Richardson. We do have more sound from Alex Ovechkin as well as we continue to recap this historic night from the United Center. One other quick note before we hit a break. This is baseball news. Carlos Correa an agreement with the San Francisco Giants for a 13-year, $350 million deal. Sorry, Cubs fans, as the Capitals beat the Hawks 7-3 tonight from the UC. I'm Joe Brand. This is the Blackhawks postgame show. We're taking you up to 11:30 tonight as we recap this historic night from Chicago. If you'd like to join us, 312-981-7200. We'll take your calls. We'll take your texts. If you were at the game, again, I mean this wholeheartedly. Congratulations on witnessing history. You'll remember being here. And I hope you're one of those celebrating and applauding Alex Ovechkin. I think it's a very cool touch when the visiting team can, or rather when the home team can celebrate the visiting team when the visiting team accomplishes something great like what happened tonight. Now, if you're a player for the home team, you might have a different outlook. And it sounds like that's what Jonathan Toews had tonight. Let's hear from him from the Blackhawks dressing room.
It's one of those things you'll look back on. And, you know, I mean, he's one of the great players of all time. So all due respect to him and scoring three goals to do it. Getting himself an ovation and, you know, the Obi chant in our building tonight. So all that kind of aside from the milestone, it didn't feel great on our side, but lots of respect for him.
Does that piss you off a little bit to hear that and to give up three goals to him?
I think it stings to give up goals the way we did, regardless of who it was, who was scoring them. So
in the bigger picture, is it kind of amazing that somebody's hit 800 goals in this day and age?
Yeah, it's mind-blowing, obviously. It's how many guys can score goals at his rate in a season, let alone year after year after year. He's one of a kind for sure.
What do you think went wrong defensively tonight, just overall?
Just nothing was good, so not really a straight answer there.
You got back on the goal side. Did that feel good at least?
Yeah, it always feels good to score goals. It was around the net a lot and getting chances and getting sticks on pucks and getting a couple whacks at it, a few pucks that went, you know, either tips or shots were close, and nice to get a bounce like that. So it's been a little bit, so hopefully pick up some steam and start contributing a little bit more in that area.
What's the first thing you guys have to do to correct the defensive mistakes to stop the slide?
I don't know what the first thing is. There's a lot of things right now. So.
What did it mean to have Tyler Johnson back on the line?
He's a key player for us. He scored a goal. Just does a lot of things for us. He's got that energy, but he's a smart player and just gives us way more depth up front on both sides of the puck. So it's nice to have him back and healthy, and hopefully we'll get him going and get us going a little bit as well.
You talked this morning about you guys trying to stay positive. It seems like, how hard is this getting for you guys?
It's the only choice we got, so what else are you going
to
do?
What are you doing to try to keep things up and positive and morale going?
Same old. Just show up every period and keep talking, keep saying the right things, keep, you know, putting in your effort, doing what you can, and trying to be a positive impact and not let that frustration get to you, because it can happen to everybody, and that sort of thing's contagious. And so everyone's got a responsibility to lead in that sense there.
That was Captain Jonathan Toews recapping the Blackhawks 7-3 loss as Alex Ovechkin nets a hat trick in his 800th career goal. And if you're Jonathan Toews, I understand where you're coming from when you're trying to break everything from that game down. Not too happy much about anything that the Blackhawks did defensively. I do get that. It was a very rough night defensively. Offensively, I think the Blackhawks have some positives to pull from. Their two power play opportunities in the second period looked pretty strong. They were able to just generate some momentum. They outshot the Capitals in the second period 15-9, or maybe 15-10. But there were some glimpses of the Blackhawks seeming a little bit more confident, a little bit more fluid offensively, but defensively it was a rough night. And it was another one of those nights in which the other team could just flip it on like a switch. And we understand that that's going to be the case a lot of times this year when the Blackhawks are going to be taking on teams with more talent than them. And even tonight as well was another example of what it takes for the Blackhawks to score goals this year. It takes hard-working effort. It takes maybe sometimes a lucky bounce. It's not, that wasn't the case for all three goals tonight. They were all three hard-working efforts. But that is what it takes to just get on the score sheet for the most part for this team. They were also without Andreas Athanasiou tonight. Tyler Johnson did return. It looked like he seemed pretty comfortable out there. He stated he was pretty comfortable out there. So all that is good. But yes, defensively, still a lot of things need to be different in order to slow down a team as good as the Washington Capitals. Let's hear what the head coach, Luke Richardson, had to say.
You didn't want to sit in on history tonight. It came to you.
Yeah, you know what? He's a goal scorer, and that's what he does. And he's done it ever since I've seen him play. And you know, I mean, I think it's fortunate bounces that he got on those first two goals. But you know, he is always in the right spot, and he creates those opportunities for himself. So, you know, I thought we were tight on him. I thought we tried to check him well, but he's a guy that's going to find a way to score.
What do you think went wrong defensively, just overall?
You know what? I thought we battled back. I thought there was a couple fortunate bounces, and it's Ovechkin. He scores those. He makes you pay on those. And but we fought back to, you know, 2-1 and then 3-2. And then, you know, I think that was a crucial mistake on the fourth goal. We can't have two Ds up on a rush and, you know, and turn a puck over. And you know, I thought Peter gave us a chance. He made a save, but then we over-back-checked. I thought we over-back-checked a little bit too much, kind of focusing on guys like Ovechkin and Kunetsov. Like, they're forwards, they're creative, but, you know, we gave up that backside, the back weak side a couple times tonight, and it cost us, you know, the fourth and maybe even the third goal or something. I can't remember if it was the third goal in the first period. Anyways, it was Van Riemsdyk, and then I think it was Dowd on that last one. So those two really hurt and put us down. And, you know, I mean, like, they're a solid team. They're a big physical skating team. So when we're down all game, it's very exhausting chasing that.
Talking to Taves afterward, he seemed pretty discouraged, and that there were too many things to fix to even start with. What do you kind of say to help calm down after that kind of situation?
Yeah, I think we have to get back to just playing together and you know, playing behind them. Anytime we put pucks behind them, I thought, you know, even on Johnson's first goal, we just, you know, advance pucks through the neutral zone, play behind the other team. We got a fortunate bounce on that one. We haven't had one of those in a while, so that was good, but we didn't do it enough, like turn pucks over too much. And when we start doing that, we stop skating. So I think there's no trust anymore. And we're waiting for the one guy with the puck to skate and do something before the rest of us move. And that's a pretty hard way to play hockey. We have to be moving together as a five-man unit and skating to open ice to get the puck and be open for the guy with the puck. So, you know, it's just something that we'll have to, you know, kick back into habits. Like, we have to keep working on it every day. And it's not going to get any easier. We got 3 and 4 nights here, so we have to make sure we discuss some things tomorrow and put a game plan in that we've been trying to do every night this year, but make sure that we're focusing on that tomorrow to get back at it, because Vegas is another strong team and powerful team that if you're stumbling and you don't move the puck through the neutral zone well, you're going to have a long night.
Did you ever think anybody would score 800 goals again? I mean, the way, you know, you saw Gretzky almost get to 900 and now this. I mean, can you just put it in perspective?
Yeah, it is. It's a huge achievement. It's, you know, it's like Tom Brady-ish in football. It's like, you know, Aaron Judge in baseball. Like, you don't think you're ever going to see that again, but, you know, I mean, he's a guy that's been consistent, and it's not just the way he just scores goals. He does everything. He'll run you over, and he's still playing physical, you know, I mean, the way he started his career. So, you know, I mean, he's a special player, and you know, the game is fortunate enough to have him over here and playing in the NHL for this long. And you know, I mean, he doesn't look like he's stopping anytime soon either. I don't know. Everybody thinks that, you know, I mean, he's just chasing a record, but I think he's also chasing another Stanley Cup. I think that meant a lot to him as well.
It feels
It's like it's even more, I don't know, it's hard to compare eras, but you know, scoring is so much harder these days. I mean, this season's a little anomaly, but does it make it even more incredible that somebody's doing it in this day and age?
Yeah, it is. And you know what, Washington has done a good job of creating a really good group around him as well, like with you know the Backstroms over the years and Kuznetsov now and just Oshie adding him. It's just a perfect piece in the middle with Carlson up top that on a power play. How do you cover all three of those right-handers with those two great elite left-handed passers? It's a perfect power play. Like a lot of teams are now trying to basically copy that for years. And, you know, I mean, I don't think you're ever able to stop them. You can try and slow them down and you might go sit on Ovechkin, but someone else is going to score. So, you know, I mean, it's frustrating to do that. So then what happens is you start running around and Ovechkin gets open and he scores. So, you know, I mean, it's, yeah, it's a hard answer or question to answer how it happens in an age like now with you have more technology on video and how to get ready and prepare and defend against a guy like that, but he still scores. So it's a credit to him and his team and his teammates, and they did it again tonight.
Going back a little bit, Luke Richardson is right. Vegas is next in town. They're here on Thursday. They are 13-2-1 on the road. They took down the Winnipeg Jets tonight. But the Blackhawks are trying to shake off another bit of a schneid. They cough up 7 goals to the Washington Capitals tonight. They've now lost their last 4 games after beating the New York Rangers last Saturday in New York. We've got more to get to, like a recap of tonight's game, as again, Alex Ovechkin becomes the third NHL player with 800 career goals. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show on 720. WGN picking up his first hat trick against the Blackhawks in his career, as he is now just one away from tying Gordie Howe, Mr. Hockey, for number 2 all time. I'm Joe Brand. This is the Blackhawks postgame show as we recap a historic night here from the United Center. And we'll take your calls, 312-981-7200. You can just text as well, too, if you're at the game. We'd like to hear from you, as the Blackhawks fans were very responsive and very respectful for Alex Ovechkin's accolade tonight. And it proved to be a very cool environment here at the UC, as he came out on the ice and thanked the Blackhawks fans for the response that they gave to him. And even before the game ended, too, he made sure he headed out to the ice one more time to give another thank you. So now the Washington Capitals head back home over to Washington, where Ovechkin's just, again, one away from tying Gordie Howe, two away from becoming the second most all-time scoringest hockey player in the NHL's history. And he's just currently 94 away from the great one in Wayne Gretzky. Let's hear how it sounded from the United Center tonight. And as we talk so much about Alex Ovechkin in this game, it only took him 24 seconds to pick up goal number 798.
Look out here, Sherry wheeling into the right circle and firing a sharp angle shot. Turned wide by Mrazek. A follow-up shot, they score, and it's Alex Ovechkin. He's on the board early. A shot from the left wing circle, put it past Mrazek, and the grade 8 is only 2 away from 800 as the Capitals lead 1-0.
We'll go ahead and give Ovechkin our player with the most heart, which is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, with teams that take on the toughest cases at over 200 locations. Right after John Weideman's call of the goal, Troy Murray followed up with, buckle up, because this is exactly what he pointed out in the pregame show, that if Ovechkin is able to find the score sheet quickly on, all of a sudden he's very invested in this game. Not that he wouldn't be heading into it, but there's just a little bit more adrenaline pumping through your veins when you know it's even that much closer. And guess what? He was able to do it not too much further after that.
Sherry takes the puck from the slot, put it beside the net. Ovechkin shoots. He scores. It's a power play goal, and Ovechkin is now one goal away from 800. He's got 2 goals in less than 10 minutes of the first period, and the Capitals lead 2-0.
The goal came after a Sam Lafferty tripping penalty. That's what put the Washington Capitals with the man advantage. Not only that, they were dominating the beginning of that first period. They had the first 7 shots on goal. The Hawks didn't have 1 shot on goal until 14:42 into the first. It was definitely an overmatched first period. Now all of a sudden you've got the Capitals ahead 2-0. Ovechkin's already 1 goal away from picking up his 800th. Looked like it was going to be a pretty tough time for the Hawks, even though although the final score of the game might have shown that, that wasn't the case towards the end of the first period. The Blackhawks got some things moving, had some more offensive chances, and then all of a sudden, it was the guy that had just returned to find the score sheet first for the Hawks.
Jake McCabe along the left wing boards, put it in front. Johnson shoots, he scores! Well, Tyler Johnson was in the right place at the right time. He spun around like a 360 spin, caught the puck, and as the goaltender Lindgren tried to lunge for it, Johnson beat him into the top shelf with a wrist shot. The Hawks are on the board, trailing 2-1.
There was a Capital player diving at the play, trying to break it up, too, that actually helped out the Blackhawks because it ended up kicking Washington's goaltender's stick out of his hand, and then Tyler Johnson just wide open on the doorstep. He nets his first goal, he nets the goal in his first game back after dealing with an ankle injury that's kept him out since October 25th. It ends up being his first goal since October 23rd, and he's got a three-game point streak, even though he's been sitting for quite some time. But great to see him back on the ice, great to see him back on the score sheet, and the Blackhawks with a little bit of life towards the end of that first period. They were only being outshot by one shot on goal at that point. We moved into the second period. Kuznetsov committed a slashing penalty, which gave the Blackhawks a power play, and they looked really good on their first man advantage. Just a lot of good, crisp, clean passing. A couple of scoring chances for the Hawks, even though they weren't able to cash it in. But like we said earlier, this is a good Capitals team that are able to just flip it on like a light switch, and once they killed off the Blackhawks power play, they started generating some offensive chances, and then they found the score sheet once again.
Dylan Strome down the right wing, put it in front of the net. There's Ovechkin, left circle, leaves it in front. They score. Trevor Van Riemsdyk will never score an easier goal. All of the Hawk players were looking to their right at Alexander Ovechkin, who made everybody believe he was going to shoot the puck. He ends up getting the puck over to Van Riemsdyk, and he fired it into a nearly empty 4x6. It's 3-1 in favor of the Caps.
And it did kind of look like Ovechkin did fire the shot, but it was a Lindgren rebound that put it right on the doorstep for Trevor Van Riemsdyk, who nets his third goal of the season and gave Washington a 3-1 lead. But again, the Blackhawks looking pretty decent offensively, getting a couple of good chances, a little extra pep in their step, and they were able to get back within a goal once again.
Domi over the Capital line, fights through a check from Hathaway, works the puck free in the slot. Radish fires and a shoulder save. Rebound, score! In front of the net, you had Domi and Taves. They were battling for position. It's a power play goal, and the Hawks are now back to within one of the Capitals, trailing 3-2.
It ends up being Taves' goal, his ninth of the season. Domi had swatted his stick to try to get a piece of it, but it ended up being a Washington Capitals player that helped get the final touch on it. Either way, the Blackhawks get within a goal. Things are looking better, but it was Washington fighting back with another goal. Nick Dowd, his fifth on the year before that second period came to an end. So we moved into the third period, and both teams were kind of going back and forth with their chances. And eventually, it was Washington picking up a 5-2 lead by guess who?
Nantha put it in front to Kuznetsov. He got away a shot, blocked the rebound, they score, and it's Ovechkin with a hat trick and his 800th NHL goal. And the Capitol bench empties as everyone from the Washington Capitals team will skate down and surround Alex Ovechkin for scoring his 800th National Hockey League goal. He joins select company with Wayne Gretzky and Gordie Howe as the only three players that have ever played in the history of the NHL to score 800 goals. Congratulations, Alex Ovechkin.
A superb historic call by John Weideman. That is out on Twitter if you'd like to hear it again. But Alex Ovechkin, 800th of his career, third of the night, 20th of the season. And as John mentioned, who he joins of Wayne Gretzky and Gordie Howe. Hat tip to the Blackhawks fan base. I saw one fan maybe four rows back loading his arm back to throw the hat before Ovechkin fully even shot the puck, I think. A lot of people were on edge waiting for Ovechkin to pick up that third goal, and it finally did happen. A long pause of a round of applause. He came out on the ice and saluted the Blackhawks fans in thankness, being thankful, and then eventually did it at the end of the game, too. The Capitals ended up picking up another goal from Anthony Mantha, making it a 6-2 lead, but the Blackhawks still had one more goal left in them.
Patrick Kane, front of the benches at center ice and over the Capital line, stopping at the point, hands it off to Domi coming by. He'll fire. He scores! On the second attempt, Max Domi. He let it rip from the slot, and Lindgren made the save with the blocker. Domi following up the shot, put it past Lindgren, and the Hawks are back on the board, now trailing 6-3 with 1:09 left in the game.
However, 35 seconds later, Washington picked up another goal. It would be the final one of the night, 7-3 in favor of the Capitals, who improved to 15-12-4 on the season. The Blackhawks fall to 7-16-4. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll take a look around the league after the Blackhawks fall to Washington 7-3 on Alex Ovechkin's night where he scores his 800th career goal. This is the Blackhawks postgame show, 720 WGN near you. I'm Joe Brand. This is the Blackhawks postgame show as we wrap things up after Alex Ovechkin makes hockey history, scoring his 800th career goal tonight against the Blackhawks at the United Center. But let's take a look around the NHL. There were 12 games going on in the league tonight, and we'll start in Florida.
Here's Matthew Tkachuk into the right-wing corner. They'll get it back out to the blue line, across to Brandon Montour with a shot, and he scores! Montour had to stop that puck, settle it down at the top of the left-wing circle, and he blasted by Elvis Merzlikins to make it 1-0 Florida.
It eventually became a 4-0 lead for Florida. They take down the Jackets. Columbus now 10-16-2 on the season. That's Bob McGilligan of 97.1, the Fan. Let's now go to New Jersey.
6 seconds to go. It's worked to Haskinen. Shot off the post. Rebound. Scored! Hintz with a second to play in the second period. Dallas moves in front.
And they would fully move in front. A 4-1 victory for the Stars over the Devils. That is Josh Bogorod of Bally South Sports, or rather Bally Sports Southwest. Dallas improves to 17-8-5. The Devils still good. They're 21-6-2. Let's go to where the Buffalo Sabres played in Buffalo.
The draw to the right of the LA net. Here's a chance. Scores right off the draw. And it's TNT. Let's it rip. And finally one pay.
Dan Dunleavy of MSG Network, the Buffalo Sabres with a 6-0 shutout over the LA Kings. Buffalo trying to get closer to 500. They are 13-14-2. The Kings now 15-12-5. Let's go to the Sunshine State.
Hagel again. Settles it down. Drops it back. Rister on the way. Scores! A shot from the point by Ian Cole. So it was tipped in front.
Dave Randorf of Bally Sports Sun, as the Seattle Kraken have been playing better, but they can't beat the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight. 6-2 in favor of Tampa Bay, who improves to 18-9-1. Let's finally go to Detroit.
Go Kinyemi, side of the net. Jarvis back in pass. They score! Brady Shea! Oh, tic-tac-toe! Brady Shea buries it on the power play.
Mike Maniscalco of 99.9, the Fan. The only goal of that game is Detroit shuts out, rather Carolina shuts out Detroit 1-0. The Hurricanes now 16-6-6. The Blackhawks' next game, they'll be hosting the Vegas Golden Knights here at the United Center on Thursday night.
Feeds it back door, intended for Stevenson. It eventually got to him. Mirmanoff out top. Marchessault with a drive! Score! Jonathan Marchessault! His second of the period!
Dave Goucher of AT&T Sportsnet as the Vegas Golden Knights take down the Winnipeg Jets 6-5 tonight. Blackhawks hockey has been sponsored by Citgo. Adventure awaits. Fuel up first with Citgo. Budweiser, ComEd for Business, ComEd powering business, powering lives. United Airlines and Plumbers 911 Chicago. Visit plumbers911.com for emergency plumbing service. Big thanks to all the help we received at the station, our producer Ben Anderson, and our engineer, the tireless Krista Flores. Here at the United Center, our reporter Jack Heinrich, our sound engineer of Paul Zerang, and our play-by-play and color crew of John Weideman and Troy Murray. For everyone that I mentioned, I'm Joe Brand, signing off. Again, the final score, Washington takes down the Blackhawks 7-3 on Alex Ovechkin's night, where he scores his 800th career goal. Our next broadcast is Thursday night against the Vegas Golden Knights. Pre-game at 7, puck drop at 7:30. Up next, David Jennings has the news. After that, it's Raleigh James. Thanks for listening. Have a good night, and we'll talk to you on Thursday from the UC.
You've been listening to Chicago Blackhawks hockey on Blackhawks Radio, 720 WGN, streaming on WGNRadio.com and smart devices everywhere.